All right, turn over to Psalm 107. Psalm 107. We're going to look at some passages today that talk about our need to be offering sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we're going to look at a few things to see what that's referring to. Sacrifices of thanksgiving. But in Psalm 107, verse 21, the Bible says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." That's what we've been doing just a minute ago here. We're just praising the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works among us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 22, it says, "And let them," who? Those that have been rejoicing over his goodness. Amen. "And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing." Let's pray. Thank you, dear God, for today. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for this Thanksgiving Eve. And it's a blessing to be in church and be able to share our tokens, really, and things that we've noted that, God, you've been with us. God, you've done a work. And we just want to give you the credit for it. We want to praise your name for it. We don't want to be superficial in it, God. We don't want to be feigned in it. We just want to be with our heart to this evening, Lord. Today, we just want to praise you. And thank you, God, for the work that you do in our midst. Lord, bless tonight. Might it be an encouragement to all of us today. And help us, Lord, to know if there is something that we should verbalize tonight in this service of thanksgiving. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so this passage here in verse 22 talks about, if we're going to be proclaiming God's goodness and proclaiming his works and noting those things, hey, God is doing this, it says that we are to sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. We're going to look at that just a little bit tonight. Look over at Leviticus 22, and then we'll look back at Leviticus chapter number 7. And, of course, talking about offerings, sacrifices, it's fitting that we would find ourselves in the book of Leviticus. And I understand that we're not under the law, but by the law we do learn some things concerning God's mind on some things. And As Christians, as members of this church, we are part of what God would call a priesthood, right? We're the priesthood of believers. We're the saints, and we are ministering the things of God, his word, amen? And so the priesthood of the believer is real, and so we do find a lot of connection there, even with the Levitical priesthood, although our priesthood is not after the Levitical priesthood, nor is Christ's. He's our high priest, by the way, after the order of Melchizedek, but we do serve under our high priest, Jesus Christ. And so it's not this priesthood, but we do learn some things as God instituted them there in the Old Testament with Israel in the book of Leviticus. Now, in Leviticus 22, verse number 29, the Bible says, "And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord," it says this, "offer it at your own will." They were not commanded to offer sacrifices of thanksgiving. And by the way, and I say commanded, they were not compelled. They were not, it was not compulsory to where there were certain things. Yeah, they had to have these offerings, do these things. But the offering of thanksgiving needed to be by your own volition when you were moved to do so. Amen. Now, New Testament, as believers, Holy Spirit of God residing within us, and all that's true concerning the believer, the Holy Spirit's going to prompt us to be thankful. Amen? And whenever we start finding ourselves, you know, having a pity party and we're the only one that's participating, amen? Maybe some others are, but there's some friction there and all that, amen? Whenever we find ourselves feeling sorry for ourselves and all that, as believers, you know as well as I do, God orchestrates some things to help us to see that we have it a whole lot better than we could, amen? And we find ourselves being rebuked by God, and we then get right and stop feeling sorry for ourselves. We become thankful once again. Amen? Amen. Amen. And so that part of things is a little bit different, though no doubt in Israel there were some things in place as well that would move them as well to have to focus on some things, and then ultimately was for the point of them becoming thankful again. But notice that the sacrifice of thanksgiving is done at your own will. Verse 30, "On the same day it shall be eaten up." So it was a sacrifice. It would be given as a meat offering. And it says on that same day it shall be eaten up. You shall leave none of it until the morrow. And I was thinking about that just a little bit, and it's very interesting that the thanksgiving that we offer today, that the sacrifice of praise, right? But there's going to be some other things as well, but that noting of the things, that just denoting the goodness of God and proclaiming that, that's for today, and it doesn't carry through till tomorrow. It's amazing what a day will bring in our lives. We could be having the greatest day, it seems like, we've ever had, amen, today. Go to sleep and wake up, and it's like, what in the world changed? All I did was sleep, but man, it seems like everything changed, and now everything is messed up, amen. It's like someone just shook up our life and put us back down there like one of those little snow things, amen, and everything's out of kilter, amen, and we're no longer thankful, amen. Well, thanksgiving is something that we need to be every day. We need to be thankful every day and offer thanksgiving, sacrifice of thanksgiving every day of our life. It's something we need to be very mindful of, counting our blessings, naming them one by one, doing it continually. And it is a good practice when you get up in the morning, because for whatever reason, we wake up in the morning and we're just, you know, tired, coming out of our grogginess and all that, kind of, just kind of humdrum and all that. It'd be a good practice right then to start counting some blessings, amen, and praise the Lord in your morning prayers and thank him for another good night's sleep, amen, no matter how much sleep you got, whether 5 minutes or 8 hours, amen, and just being thankful and letting God have that part of our day so that our course can be set and be able to partake. And with the sacrifice, he enabled those that gave it actually to participate in it. And we do get to participate in our sacrifices of thanksgiving. It does something for us to be thankful. By the way, it does something to you if you're not. Amen? Amen? So let us be careful. You pull down the whole room, amen, if you're not thankful. But you lift up the whole room if you are thankful. Just hearing different people give testimonies of thanksgiving, as people give that, you're thinking, just with them. Oh, yeah, yeah, me too. Isn't it? I would hope that's what you do. I hope you're not thinking, how come they're having such all that good stuff and everything? And I hope that's not you, amen. We need to rejoice with those that rejoice and mourn with those that mourn. And we need to be able to bear long with those that are struggling. But we need to be able to be happy with people whenever they're happy and be able to enter into their sacrifice of thanksgiving as well. Look over at Leviticus 7. Thanksgiving and peace offerings seem to go very much hand in hand. They're very similar. And it would be during a peace offering, actually, that peace offering could then also have with it a thanksgiving offering. That is very, very interesting, because when we are thankful, isn't it amazing how God calms us down through that and we feel at peace? I mean, if you're having some hard times and you're going through things that weren't exactly like you liked them, and you're starting to feel sorry for yourself or complaining about this, that, and the other, when you start looking at it from maybe a different perspective, God's perspective, you read the Word of God on it and get a different take on it, or you ask somebody else and they give you a take, and it's a little bit different take on it, and it's more of a right side to see what God is doing, isn't it amazing how that does bring about a peace to you? And the opposite is true. If you're always complaining about stuff, isn't it interesting on how that creates kind of a turmoil in you, to where you're never at peace and you're never content, right? And so thanksgiving, being content, and peace, they really do go hand in hand, which means if you're not at peace right now, then if you start counting some blessings and looking at those things, it'll lead to a contentness, maybe not a contentness with the exact circumstance, but maybe just a contentness that you know God's involved and God's in control, amen? And that helps you to calm down about it, amen, and just trust the Lord. So peace and thanksgiving does go hand in hand. Leviticus chapter number 7 and in verse number 11. This passage says, "And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil and fine flour fried." Hallelujah. "Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leaven bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Man, with the thanksgiving offering, you get to have some leaven in there, amen. You say, well, that's always talking about sin. Not always, amen. No, no, no. That's going to help that dough to rise and all that, make that good and tasty, amen. It's a thanksgiving offering. It's a good thing, amen. We're not here to get things right. We're just here to note what God has done good in our lives. It's a peace offering. It's a thanksgiving offering. And of it, he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for an heave offering unto the Lord. And it shall be the priests that sprinkleth the blood of the peace offerings and the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. There it is again. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. But if the sacrifice of his offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offereth his sacrifice. And on the morrow also the remainder of it shall be eaten. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offerings be eaten at all on the third day, it shall not be accepted, neither shall it be imputed unto him that offereth it. It shall be an abomination. And the soul that eateth it shall bear his iniquity. So it gives some just guidelines there in reference to the thanksgiving offering, the peace offering, also with the vow as well offered. But it's that thanksgiving offering, again, that's to be offered and then it's to be partaken of and enjoyed that same day. Look over at Nehemiah 11. Nehemiah 11, we're going to look at Nehemiah 12, so it's worthwhile that you flip over to Nehemiah, amen. Get some of you youth ready for the youth rally, amen, flipping around in your Bible. Nehemiah chapter 11, verse number 17. And it says, and Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, was the principal to begin the thanksgiving in prayer. And this is interesting in Nehemiah here, it's towards the latter end. The temple's built, the wall's built, and they're coming together. They've heard the word of God and all that. And they're actually assigning different people to do different roles and all that. And they actually had different people that they actually were assigned to begin their time of thanksgiving in prayer. Amen. Very important part. Amen. That communication with God as you engage in thanksgiving. Nehemiah 12:8 says, moreover, the Levites, Jeshua, Benui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, which was over the thanksgiving, he and his brother. Again, it was so important to them at this stage there in Israel that they put people over this thing. And they're like, we want to make sure that we're doing thanksgiving right. Amen. We want to make sure that we're getting the full purpose out of this thing as we encourage our nation to be thankful. We want to get this thing right. And can I say, as we meet up with family tomorrow and we do different things tomorrow and even time now, we want to make sure we get thanksgiving right, amen. We want to make sure that we got people over that assigned to us so that we don't miss the blessings of what thanksgiving is supposed to be. Parents, make sure you're spending time with your children and making sure that they understand what thanksgiving is and what it's about and why it's here and how blessed we are and how blessed they are, amen. And get them used to being able to pick out some things in their lives that they can note as just points of thanksgiving and why we're thankful to God for these things. And it's not just some tradition that we're going through, but it has real purpose and it has real meaning. Amen. In Nehemiah 12 and verse number 46, it says, for the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chief of the singers and songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God. Songs specifically that were brought forth because they wanted to sing unto God songs of thanksgiving. And I love the hymns of thanksgiving, amen. Some we sung tonight, praise the Lord. Again, it's purposeful. It has meaning to it. It's not just something that we go through just to get it out of the way. We want to make sure that we're diving into and realizing the full extent of thanksgiving. I would challenge you to look at any other holiday with such rich, deep spiritual connection to the Word of God through and through. It's Thanksgiving. It absolutely is. So just because we don't, it's not a big Hallmark holiday and a bunch of commerce isn't getting rich because of all the decorations and all, just because of that, don't think it's something less, amen. To the believer, this day, Thanksgiving is paramount. It is important, amen, through and through for a lot of reasons. You can flip over to Psalm 116, and I might have you turn to a couple more. We'll see, but you'll go there. I'm going to read Psalm 69:30. Listen to this. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Magnify means if you put something under a magnifying glass, the object that you're looking at becomes bigger. Amen? When we magnify the Lord with thanksgiving, what we're doing is we're exalting him. We're making him bigger in our life, but also in the lives around us. When we take time just to praise the Lord, by the way, if we're out in public and we praise the Lord, they don't know what to do with it, amen? Because they don't want God to be bigger, but we do. And we know that he needs to be bigger to them. Say, well, how can I help God to be bigger in their mind? Testimonies of thanksgiving, amen? Tell people how good God is to you. When you're at work and someone says to you, what'd you do this weekend? Well, I'm glad you asked. Amen. I got to spend yesterday in church, and this is what we did. God is so good. He showed up, and he just, you say, but they're not Christian. They won't understand. Magnify him anyway. Amen. That's all right. Why? Because it's about God. It's not really about them anyway. It's all about God. And God deserves for them to see that he is God in someone's life and worthwhile, and we just brag on him, amen, hallelujah. But we find here that the psalmist here says that he will magnify him with thanksgiving. Now, we have an opportunity to magnify the Lord when we just give testimonies of thanksgiving. Now, in Psalm 116, verse number 17, it says this, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I want to look at that just very quickly tonight, some ways, practical ways that you and I can offer sacrifices of thanksgiving. One of those ways we've been talking about, and it's just verbally testifying of something God has done. And that is wonderful. That is a wonderful way to offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. You say, how does this qualify as a sacrifice? Well, a sacrifice has to be something that you have, right? I mean, you can't take something from somebody else, give it to God, and count that as a sacrifice from you, right? So David said that he would not offer unto the Lord something that didn't cost him something, amen? Because by very nature of it and design, for it to be a sacrifice, it means that you have it now, and once you give it, you'll no longer have it. Now, in reference to some of the offerings, God is so good that they would sacrifice the meat offering and all that, a Thanksgiving offering, and God would say, come and eat that with me. And there would be a portion for him and a large portion for them. Hallelujah, that's how God is to us. He is so good, amen, in reference to that for us. Even like when you talk about some things in reference to you, like giving tithes and all that, we give that to the Lord, and he says, let me share that with you. And then we're blessed by it, amen? That's how God works in reference to sacrifice. So we are to sacrifice with our lips, and the sacrifice of praise continually, right? The Bible says. So that is one way to sacrifice. It's our words, it's our time, it's our breath, and I understand it's all God's, but it's still, he gives that to us to do something with. And so we take, and when we sacrifice those words, our breath, our time, to brag on him, it's a sacrifice because we're giving something to do it. And by the way, a lot of people don't do that, and so they're not offering that sacrifice. Does that make sense? But when we do that, that is a sacrifice. So what are some other ways? Well, we just mentioned a minute ago that Israel actually had songs of praise and thanksgiving. Another way, as I just read in Psalm 69:30, it says, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will praise him with a song. I'll magnify him with thanksgiving. Another way that we can sacrifice a sacrifice of thanksgiving to God is by singing songs of thanksgiving. Like what we just sang, thanks to God. And if you listen to some of those words, that's pretty powerful. Powerful song. It's like a prayer. Amen. but that is a sacrifice. We're taking time. By the way, just being here to sing that song takes time, amen? We're singing that song. We're singing it unto God. We're praising him for it. That is a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Verbally stating different things that God has done is a verbal sacrifice, amen? But singing is also a sacrifice. Psalm 100, verse 4, I'm just going to read this. If you can write these down, you can. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And I have a different verse in reference to prayer. I'm going to use that verse just in reference to attending church services. Amen. When we come to church, we believe that this room is the place that, of course, the preaching goes on and we meet with God. And I'm always trying to make sure everybody knows, hey, let's treat this place a little bit better maybe than the gym. Amen. Right? Let's treat this room a little better than the fellowship hall and the bathroom and the hallway and the back porch. Amen. Why? Because this is the place that our church has chosen to meet, to open the scriptures, to preach the word of God, to have someone get up here and lead us in songs, to have offerings and testimonies and all kinds of things are going on in here. An altar here leading people to the Lord, all kinds of things. We baptize people in this room, amen. And so it's a special place for us. And I believe that God meets with us here. We're two or more gathered in my name. There will I be in the midst, the Bible says. Amen. And so in Psalm 100, verse 4, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Do you know, attending a church service is a sacrifice. Now, in some context, we would say, no, it's not a sacrifice, and I know what you mean. But just by definition, it's a sacrifice. Because you took of your time, you drove a vehicle, I don't think anybody's riding a horse and buggy or anything like that, amen, or something like that, but you got in your chariot, amen, your car, and you got here, or I walked over, amen, I praise the Lord for that. But nonetheless, amen, it took something to get here. It took some resources to get here. It took, if you will, some money to get here because gasoline costs a lot of money nowadays, amen. And keeping your car going, it's a sacrifice by definition. It cost you something to get here, amen. It cost you resources. It cost you time. It cost you maybe even time away from some other things, amen. You're away from your home. You're away maybe from a job or things like that. And so just attending a church service is a way that you can engage in a sacrifice of thanksgiving if you treat it as such. Amen? Because if you're not thinking of it that way, then it doesn't count. But it could count. Amen? Because as you get ready to embark to church, you could say, God, I love you so much, I'm willing to sacrifice my time and the resources you've given me so I can go there to that place that we're meeting in the church that you've joined me unto so that we can come together and sing songs to your holy name and be under the preaching of your word and be able to encourage people and grow. I'm sacrificing today, not in a way that's derogatory, not in a way like, oh God, I'm really sacrificing for you. No, but I'm offering unto you, God, right now, a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for making it available, the local church for me to be a part of and the fellowship of the saints and the preaching. Thank you. Not every place on earth has a church that someone can go to. Not every place in America can you drive down the road and be able to go to a good Bible preaching, teaching, believing church. It's just not the case. Amen. There's a whole lot of places all around that you'd have to drive a whole lot farther than the furthest member from our church drives to even come close to find. Praise God that we have a place to meet like this, amen? And so we're thanking him. We're thanking him as we're willing to sacrifice to be here. It's a sacrifice of thanksgiving if we treat it right, amen? How about telling others about him? Psalm 26, 7, that I may publish with him the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. I can't think of a wondrous work more wondrous than the work of salvation. Amen. And when we tell the lost about what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary, it's a sacrifice. We try to get everybody to witness, amen, that's a believer, yes. And we're gonna try to facilitate that and make that happen. But I know this, and God knows this. It is a sacrifice for you to go out visiting. It is a sacrifice for you to go door tagging. It is a sacrifice for you to open your mouth when you're in your busy life, stop your progress of your busy life and open your mouth and tell someone about Jesus Christ. It's by definition, it's a sacrifice. You're paying something to do that, amen? And so if you'll recognize it that way and use it that way, when there is an opportunity like that and you know to God, you say, God, thank you for this opportunity. I am willing to sacrifice to you my time, my resources, my speech, my knowledge and understanding of the scriptures. I'm willing to sacrifice that, God, to you to use today so that you'll receive glory, someone else will get some help, amen. It is a sacrifice of thanksgiving if you treat it that way. It's, a lot of it is about how we treat it. Like if you're coming to church, you're like, all right, got to go to church tonight. That's why I love when someone says, no, you don't have to. You get to. What is that? It's a change of mentality. It's like, no. And that's why we would say, no, it's not a sacrifice. It is by definition. But it's a proper sacrifice. It is, God, I recognize it's taking resource and things for this to happen. I'm sacrificing it to you. Amen. For your glory, no doubt, I get some help in this, right? With any sacrifice like that, God always shares with us. But the whole thing is about me just saying, God, thank you. God, thank you for a place to go. God, thank you for the opportunity to witness. Thank you, God, for including me in the ministry of reconciliation. Thank you, God, for giving me the ability to talk to a guy like Rabbi Israel. Thank you, God, for giving me the ability and the means to be able to talk to someone like Greg McBride. Thank you, God. That's what we're doing. We're sacrificing God. We're saying, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, if you never witnessed, you can't offer that sacrifice. You could, but you don't, you see. But if you do, treat it this way. Treat it as a sacrifice, not with a derogatory tone. I'm really sacrificing here. No, not like suffering for Jesus. No, not like that. Amen. Offer in a way, you're like, thank you, God, for this opportunity. I'm willing now to take these resources, no doubt that you've given me, but I possess right now. I'm going to take those resources, give them to you right now as I allow you to use me in this way for this time. I thank you for this opportunity. Genesis chapter 14, verse 20, sacrifice of giving. In Genesis 14, 20, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hands. And he gave him tithes of all. Of course, this is Abraham. And he went and rescued Sodom and the others that were taken captive from the kings there of the east. And he was able to go with his 300-man army, amen, and whoop them, amen, hallelujah. And coming back from that, he met Melchizedek. And he gave him tithes of all. What was that about? It was all about Abraham saying, thank you, God. That's what it was about. He gave tithes to the priest of Salem there because he was saying, thank you, God. You see, it's a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And can I say, when we give, whether it's to missions or your tithe or other offerings to the youth or something else, can I say, if you treat it right, that is a sacrifice of thanksgiving. It's yours. Say, but God commanded me to give. Yes, but you still make that choice. And when you do, if you go with the right attitude, and by the way, the tithe, definitely commanded. The other offerings, yes, but it's still delineated by God as he leads. But if you'll treat that right, when you give, you're giving really to say thank you to God. For what? Are you kidding me? Everything he supplies in our life, for taking care of us, amen. For having, I don't know about you, but we had a good meal tonight, amen, around dinner time. It's great, amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God for that, amen. And as I recall last night, as I got home, I had a snack before bed. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I don't eat breakfast, but I had coffee today this morning, amen. Praise God for that. Praise the Lord for coffee. Amen. And then at lunch, man, I had a good lunch. All I'm saying is I just thank the Lord for just the food provision that he supplies. And not to mention all the other provision. Amen. When we give, if we treat it right, it's really just us saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for how well you take care of me. Amen. So treat it that way and treat your giving as an opportunity to engage in a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Psalm 50, verse 14. Psalm 50, verse 14 says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. A sacrifice of paying your vows. You ever say something? Maybe you're glad you did or wish you hadn't. Amen. You made a vow, right? I'm going to do this. Maybe you made it to somebody else. Maybe you just made it to God. You made it to somebody. Amen. Every vow we utter, amen, we made it to somebody. Amen. But when we kind of get stuck, sometimes a vow puts some pressure on us. Because we're like, oh man, I said I was going to do that. But some people are really bad about vows. You don't trust them a whole lot. They say, I'm going to do this. You're like, yeah, well, I'll believe that, amen, when I see it. Right? Hopefully that's not you. Amen. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy like, oh yeah, pastor said he's going to do this, but I don't know. He's not real, you know, trustworthy on that. I don't want to be that guy, amen. You don't want to be like that person, do you? No, we don't want to be that person. Okay, so when we vow to vow, the Bible says defer not to pay it, right? And so we make those things right. But if you treat it right, the fulfilling of that vow can be a sacrifice of praise to God, a sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. God, when I made that vow, I was just trying to follow you the best I could. I prayed about it. I believe that's what you want me to enter into. Some things have happened since then. I probably wouldn't have made that vow now, but I did. And you know what? I'm not trying to take it back. I'm just going to ask you, help me to be able to fulfill that. And as you do, Lord, I just want this to be, as I do this thing or pay this thing or whatever it is, God, I want to use this as an opportunity just to sacrifice to you a note of thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for even in these times like this, that you'd still supply. And I just love you. And for my testimony's sake, because my testimony reflects upon my God, I don't want my testimony to be marred. And so I'm going to sacrifice this to you with the right spirit. And I'm doing it not because of the person, not because of the thing, not because of whatever. I'm doing it for you. Amen. And it becomes a sacrifice of thanksgiving. God, you've been so good to me. You've been absolutely faithful to the vows you've given to me. I just want to be just like you in this. And when I make a vow, I want to definitely keep it as well. Thank you, God, for keeping your vows. Sacrifice of thanksgiving. Do you see all the opportunities we have in life to offer sacrifices of thanksgiving? One I didn't even put on my list, but just thinking about, do you know reading your Bible is a sacrifice? So what do you mean? Well, it takes time, right? And time is a commodity for us. We only have so much of it. You only got 168 hours each week, amen? And so time's ticking. So when we take time to read the Bible, it's costing us something. Amen? It's costing us more than just that. Our attention has to go there. Because if you're reading your Bible and your attention is somewhere else, you're really not reading your Bible. Right? So it's costing us our attention. It's costing us something. And when we read and we meditate and we study on the Word of God, we can treat that as, oh man, I got to do it. Or we can treat it as a sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. And we could say something like, God, thank you for your word. Thank you, God. It hasn't been that many generations before us that had all of us had our own copies. You realize that, right? It wasn't, but, I mean, 100 years ago, you couldn't just go down to the five and dime, amen, or the dollar and $5, amen, and get yourself your own copy. Right? We're blessed. I have a number of copies of the Word of God. And so we have an opportunity here when we open the Bible to say, thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for preserving it. Thank you for preserving it in its inspired state. Thank you for giving me the ability to read it, to see it. Those of us who are getting older can understand that, amen. Thank you for the ability to see it. Thank you for the mind still to be able to understand it. Thank you for the truth that it is. Thank you, God, for the word. And we can make our time of reading the Bible a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto God. Amen. And so we need to realize the blessings of what it means to be thankful. And being thankful is a whole lot more than just saying thank you. There's things that we can do to sacrifice and recognize that this is a sacrifice to God. I wouldn't be doing this right now, God, but you know what? I just feel compelled right now to say thank you somehow, some way. You've led me to read your word. I'm going to say thank you today just by reading your Bible today, right? And recognize that. And lastly, the sacrifice of prayer to God. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Do you know, praying takes time. It takes time. It takes focus. We have to, man, to pray properly, you gotta download some things out of your mind. Amen. I don't know about you, but I got a lot of things bouncing around up here. Amen. And praying while all that stuff's bouncing around just doesn't work all that well. Because you're trying to pray and it's like, oh yeah. Before you know it, you're like, and I've been kneeling here, but I don't think I did any praying, amen. I did a lot of filling in my to-do list, but I didn't do any praying, amen. So if we're going to really pray earnestly and meet with God, then it takes time and it takes focus and it's a sacrifice, amen. And it's a means by which we can say thank you to God. How many here like it when someone says thank you to you? Anybody like that? Let me do it differently. Does anybody here say, I don't like it when someone tells me thank you? Because some of y'all don't want us to smell your armpit. Anybody here that say, I just don't like it when someone tells me thank you? You don't like it?
Well, I was going to say, some people don't need it. So maybe when they don't need it.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. You can tell it to me. I don't care if you mean it or not. I'll be honest with you. I just like hearing it. You know why? Yeah, I would still say you're welcome for sure. But you know, because it took at least a little bit of effort to even say that, right? And so, unless it's sarcastically stated, you know, derogatorily stated, but I mean, just a thank you. If you're at a store and you hold a door for somebody, they say thank you, that means something, right? If you're a parent and your kids said to mom, thank you for doing my laundry. Now, after you picked yourself up off the floor, because you're like, man, what's that? What's he want or what's she want? Because that doesn't happen, right? But kids, isn't it a blessing that you're, hopefully, if you're of the age where you can start helping, you should be helping with laundry, amen? But either way, no matter what it is, do you think it might help the parent-child relationship if there's more Thanksgivings going each way? Absolutely. How about in a marriage? I know we get used to each other, amen? And we just feel like it's just due. And the Bible talks about that. But you know, being thankful for each other, when that begins to happen, it does something to that relationship in a good way. At church, saying thank you to the members. Like earlier, Ms. Teresa said, you know, it's a blessing to be able to ask for prayer. I know our church people, we care about that. We pray for each other. Is that a blessing? That was a thank you. Teresa just said, thank you for praying when I asked you to. That's what that was. That was a praise to God and a thank you if you've been praying. Isn't that a blessing? I'm telling you, if God starts hearing some thank yous from you and I, it might help your overall relationship with God. And in turn, it'll also help you. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Look for ways to offer sacrifices of thanksgiving to God. Start tonight, tomorrow, Friday. Keep that thing up, amen. And see if this doesn't change a little bit in reference to perspective in your days and weeks ahead. It's needed. And I believe it'll be right if we do that. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, dear God, for today. And we thank you, God, for how good you have been to us. And shame on me, shame on us, Lord, for not being more thankful in ways like this potentially. Maybe some here are. Maybe some here have this down and they've known this and been practicing this for quite a while. God, I praise you for that. I thank you, God, if that be the case. But God, if being thankful hasn't been at the top of our list in reference to you, I pray that that would change. Because God, you are worthy of our thanksgiving. And God, you've given us a lot of ways just to say thank you. And help us to recognize that and implore that, God. Because I would imagine most of us are thankful. We just haven't thought through it. But now that we've heard a message like this, maybe that'll change. And I know if it does, God, it'll be a help. Thank you, God, for all you do for us. Thank you for who you are, your love, your care, your guidance, your provision for us. You're including us in the ministry. You're caring for us, leading us and guiding us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. You're giving us people to witness to, Lord. You're just on and on and on and on and on. God, you have been good to us. And I thank you for that. Help us. And even for the hard times. Thank you for the hard times. Thank you for the difficult times. Thank you for the challenges that have taken place this year that you've used for my good and our good. Help us now with this, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise the Lord.